This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. When state officials say they want to expand COVID-19 testing in Wisconsin, they mean the long cotton swab through the nose test. It detects if you currently have the coronavirus. Some healthcare organizations are also offering an antibody test, which involves taking a small blood sample to see if you previously had the virus and your immune system made protective proteins called antibodies to fight off the infection. UW Health, which is linked to UW-Madison and mainly serves South Central Wisconsin, began offering the antibody test last week at four clinics. Chief Quality Officer Jeff Pothoff says the test may be right for people who are curious about COVID-19 but maybe couldn't get the nasal test.
They want to know whether what they had was COVID-19 or not. If they're now recovered and healthy, the antibody test would be the test for them.
Dr. Pothoff says beyond satisfying an individual's curiosity, large numbers of people taking the antibody test may benefit society.
It's understanding what percent of people in a community have already been exposed and have antibodies to COVID-19. Now, we don't know yet that those antibodies infer immunity against reinfection, but there's some studies going on, and I think all of us are hopeful that it will, at least for a short period of time.
Wisconsin Department of Health Services Deputy Secretary Julie Willems-Van Dyke says she agrees with the part about getting a broader look at who's had COVID. She describes the concept of disease surveillance.
If we did samplings across our state and looked for antibodies, it would give us a good sense of what percentage of the population was exposed to and had COVID-19, because we know many people have either no symptoms or very mild symptoms of the disease.
UW's Pothoff says he understands that others in the medical community are cautious about recommending the antibody test. Dr. Ben Weston is Director of Medical Services for the Milwaukee County Office of Emergency Management. He says people thinking about taking the test should wait.
On a national level, there's nearly 100 different antibody tests. Some are decent, some are terrible, and it's very hard to tell in between. Right now with antibody tests, if you have a positive result indicating that you may be immune, that result is just as likely, if not more likely, to be a false positive due to the inaccuracy of these tests. So there's a place for these tests in the future, but it's limited right now.
Michael Osterholm is a professor of public health at the University of Minnesota. Last week, he told a national webinar offered by the USC Center for Health Journalism that an antibody test needs a second or confirmatory test.
Where you can actually, like we do with HIV, where we have an initial screening test and we have, if you're positive on that, basically it goes to a confirmatory test. So the entire answer is not just one, but it's a series of steps that allow you to know that.
At UW Health, Dr. Pothoff says he thinks his group is offering one of the better tests. He says about 1,700 people have appointments to take it. UW Health is charging a fee, but Pothoff says the federal government is requiring health insurance companies to pick up the bill without a patient copay. Pothoff says UW lawyers are still figuring out if the uninsured also won't pay anything. In the Milwaukee area, advocate Aurora Health says antibody tests are available to patients that have an order form from an advocate Aurora physician. Fredert and the Medical College of Wisconsin declined comment on antibody testing for COVID-19 at this time. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.